Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, in the day and age that we live in, we need words of comfort and assurance, don't we? There are so many words that come our way in this day and age that are discomforting or disquieting. There's so many words that give us a sense of that the world is not the place God wants it to be. So when there is a word of comfort for all people, we want to welcome that gift into our life to be sure. And there is a deeply comforting word that we have been given this morning, and it's a word of hope that God gives to us. It's a word of hope that God's love and light has shined in the darkness. It's a word of hope that reminds us that God continues to bring light into all moments of darkness in our lives. And that's the word of hope and comfort that we have this morning, and we have heard it through the music that's been offered. We've heard it as a prayer that reminds us just about God's great love for us. It reminds us of this promise that this light that has come into the world, which is the life for all people, that it will never be overcome. Now, this is what God has done for us. This is what God has done through Christ, and this is what God continues to do through all of us today. What's amazing is what God has done. God decided to humble God's self, to take on flesh, to come to be with us, to remind us that there might be darkness, but that there is also light. God has defeated through Christ the power of darkness and continues to feed the power of darkness through us. Now, as miraculous as all this might be, or seemingly to us, as you think about how this happened on a practical level, perhaps it's even more amazing to consider why God did all this. Why did God do all this through Christ? And the simple answer that God gives to us is that God did it because you are worth it. God did this through Christ because God's love is for you. God's love is for me. God is asking us in this Christmas and Advent season, have you heard that you are worth it? So often in our day and age, we hear the opposite message. We hear that we're not worth it. We hear that love has been withheld from us. We hear that love is for other people, or certainly it feels like that. But the reality is, what God has done through Christ is a message of comfort for all of us, that you are worth it. That what God has done, God has given you God's love. Every bit of us is worth what God has done for us. Now, I was recently in a conversation with a friend, and we were talking through some difficult things, and it was clear to me that they were getting a little uncomfortable, and I got the sense that they thought I was spending too much of my time with them, which was a kind thought on their part, but sort of backwards because I was there for them, and they started to get uncomfortable, and I found myself thinking to them, I think they wonder if they're worth it. I think they wonder if we should continue on in this conversation, and so in a stroke of what might have been the Holy Spirit speaking to me, I put a pause on that conversation, and I looked at them straight in the eyes, and I said, you know you're worth it. You know that whatever we're working on, you're worth it. You know that this time that we're spending together, perhaps more than you thought it was going to take, you are worth it. And that's what God is saying to all of us in this Christmas season. God is saying to each one of us that you are worth it. That what God has done and what God has continued to do, God will continue to do. What is beautiful about the message of Christmas, it's a reminder that you have always been worth God's love. You are worth God's love right now, and you will continue to be worth God's love. And that's the message of hope we hear in the Gospel of John. That's the message of comfort that we heard lifted up in our songs for the day. That God continues to love us, God has always loved us, and God will always love us, because you are worth it in God's eyes. So today, in this very moment, perhaps, or in a moment to come, you will hear God asking you, have you heard? You are worth it. And now you can say yes. I have heard that I am worth your love.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.